about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good day to you, and welcome to a Taco Tuesday. It is August the 10th. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. This is Speak Out 2.0. Sorry we missed you yesterday. There was a miscommunication between our guests, and we ended up running Dennis Prager's show for one more hour. So I got that handled. I do want to tell you, this is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. A little bit of local weather for you. You're going to see 103 along the Colorado River today, and tomorrow 105, and possibly thunderstorms both days. The crews that wash my car, John Riley, will be there tomorrow morning. So I guarantee there will be thunder showers tomorrow because he's going to wash my cars, and I'm sure it'll rain after that. Thursday 107, sunny. Friday and Saturday, 111 and sunny. That's all good news. A little bit of COVID information for you. Saturday in Arizona, they saw 2653 cases. Sunday, 2639. Monday, 2119. Today, back up to 2582. I do want to also tell you that the CART, which is also known as the Kingman Area Regional Transit, is doing a survey right now with basically their customers. And those people who use it, they would like to have you go on surveymonkey.com/r/CART2. That's CART with a K. And you fill out a little survey there. They just kind of want to know who rides it and how they can improve it. Good information. And they can only do that with your input, of course. And you have until August the 20th, so you got a few more days there. And then someone's going to win a $25 gift card, so you can't beat that. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. They do their best to let you save money with your co-op connection card. I hope you have one, because you can save money all over town. You can save money at Amy's Avon. You can save money at Advanced Animal Control, Air Control, Anderson Ford, Automobile Consulting Services, Cold Stone Creamery. Nothing like saving money with ice cream during the summer. Chaparral Golf Club. Just a lot of places you get that co-op connection card, you save money. If you don't have one, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today, or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall. Well, downstairs here, we got three great restaurants and a radio studio. Also upstairs, clothing stores, sports items. Thank you, Stevie Wonder, for kicking off the show. Also, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, sports items, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, vape products, and watches, and, of course, a thrift store. On the front of the building, we have a casino that faces Casino Drive. We have a pet daycare, medical clinic, a dollar store, nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Walker Service Electric. His electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. They take care of residential issues, commercial issues, and new construction, and Highline Power. If you need a truck to stop by your home or your business, just call 718-9444. They're available 24/7 because, as you and I know, electrical issues don't happen Monday through Friday. Neither do plumbing. I had to call a plumber on Sunday a week ago. So, yeah, that does happen, too. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Laughlin Ranch Grill. Oh, yeah. They satisfy your cravings with steaks, pastas, burgers, salads, plus happy hour, nightly specials, and a fabulous buffet on the weekends. Dine in or carry out. The public is always welcome at Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. And now into the studio. And we have, an important candidate here. Whoa, okay. Noah, I should sit up straight. Hi, Noah. How are you?
Good, Larry.
Now, Noah, you're running for Nevada.
Yes, the 3rd Congressional District, U.S. Congress seat, okay. Currently held by Susie Lee.
Okay, so this is U.S. Congress. Okay, so you're going to be a House of Representative in the United States. You're going to D.C.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I already lived there. I went to law school there.
Okay.
It's a tough town. I mean, it's a lot different. The culture is, you know, a lot different than our sweet home here in Nevada.
Right. Where do you live now?
I live in Henderson.
Okay. Well, Henderson. Well, that's one of the nicest cities around.
I love it. I love it.
I know. It's got everything. Malls and car center. Oh, my God. How many car lots do you have there?
Yeah. It's auto capital there.
Yeah.
And all over, you know, off-highway vehicles, recreational vehicles of all kinds, side-by-side.
A lot of good restaurants.
Great restaurants. I do dirt biking in the desert with my boys all the time. It's funny. I love Henderson. The current occupant, the incumbent of the seat, Susie Lee, actually does not live in the district.
Oh.
She lives in Summerlin. But yeah, it's a fantastic place to live. Great place to.
So Summerlin's not that far though from Henderson. How does the district? Where's the cut line?
It cuts off north of Henderson. It actually goes into Summerlin just a little bit, but it's really south of Vegas.
Okay.
And all the way down to here, all the way down to the end of the state.
All right.
So when they do redistricting, you know, two of our district boundaries are actually formed by state lines.
Oh, okay.
So they won't be susceptible to really being moved.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't move state lines.
Yeah.
They're pretty much there.
Yeah.
So what is your platform? What do you see that's important if you were in D.C. today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's the big issues of the day. To me, let's just say I think I'm the most conservative candidate in the race for the 3rd District, probably by some degree. I mean, I look at this the situation with China right now. I'm a former military officer, was a plans officer, was a JAG officer, served in Iraq, spent my time writing plans for international conflicts. And I know that China is treating us like an international adversary.
Yeah.
They absolutely
There's my buddies over there, U.S.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's part of their philosophy. I mean, they don't have what it takes militarily to go head-to-head with us on the battlefield today.
Right.
But the track, our pace and their pace in terms of military development, they'll outpace us within a decade. And so what they're doing right now is what's called prepping the battlefield, preparing the battlefield. Yeah, actually, Sun Tzu, who's a famous military philosopher, great Chinese general, famously wrote that the supreme art of war, or supremacy in war, is to vanquish your enemy without firing a shot. And so if you look at the way the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and I distinguish that from the people of China, who are they're basically slaves.
Yeah.
And Christianity is spreading over there. There's a lot of underground churches. We should pray for that. But I will say, the Chinese Communist Party is an international. It's like some kind of mafia organization. They're a criminal entity. It's astonishing to me that they're going to be hosting the Winter Games in February in Beijing, which usually is something that we reward a country with as a show of goodwill. But they have not shown goodwill to the international community, especially to the United States. They steal our IP. They engage in a lot of deceptive and harmful trade practices. But they sent this. To my mind, and I think it's fairly conclusively demonstrated and established at this point, that the virus that's devastated the world and certainly the United States of America, this COVID-19, and, killed upwards of 500,000 people, some probably as many people who died in the Civil War.
Right.
It was manufactured in a lab in China. It was man-made, genetically engineered virus by a lab that was under the control of the Chinese military in Wuhan province, as we all know at this point, even though that was denied and that was characterized as a conspiracy theory and misinformation for
I deny it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but even by our own government, who knew better?
Yeah.
So that's a real concern for me. But the Chinese, sent this virus over or allowed it to propagate, and they allowed it to spread and disseminate through the world, through travel. It's at the very minimum, it's extremely reckless. But you could really attribute something more like intentionality to the way they managed the virus. We don't know if it was intentionally released, but the way they managed the aftermath in terms of hiding information, concealing information, not being cooperative, not being forthcoming,
right,
and also allowing it to spread and all over all over the world is really, really troublesome. This needs to be addressed by the international community. I don't understand why, there's the way, for example, the former administration approached China is such a stark contrast with the way we're doing it today under the Biden administration. They engage in so many deceptive trade practices. They steal our IP. They're actually engaging in, propaganda war against us, and they've got this virus out there. We should be seeking to recoup whatever we've lost.
Billions.
Billions and billions of dollars. The economy being shut down. Schools closed, children's losing a year of education, socialization, psychological development, all the businesses, 40% of small businesses in certain industry sectors wiped out, never to return. Especially we feel it, you know, a place like Vegas and you know, where a lot of the hospitality industry is really impacted by something like that. So we had a massive – they should be held to account. Why are we not seeking accountability? Why is the international community, led by the United States, not coming together and forming a coalition to seek restitution, you know, whatever you want to call it, to compensate for what they've done and their liability in this matter? And I think they need to be held to account. So that's number one for me. China's going to continue. China has told us flat out that they aspire to be the world dominant superpower. They've told the whole world that. They have a Belt and Road Initiative. They're creating an actual empire all over the world, and even in Central and South America and Africa, different countries all over the world that are vulnerable. They come in with development contracts and other means, and they indebt these countries to China. They really want to replace this as the global dominant superpower, which is a problem for a whole bunch of reasons. One is because it's a Marxist totalitarian authoritarian regime where Christianity and religion in general is completely outlawed,
right?
And they have their slave labor camps. They persecute ethnic minorities in terrible fashion. It could be millions of people in slave labor camps like the Uyghurs. So it's really not. It's a criminal regime. It's an absolute. And people like Tom Cotton and others have been saying this for years, and they were proven right. I mean, Senator Tom Cotton came out and said this was a lab.
Do you think that maybe the United States is tiptoeing because of how much money we owe China?
No, I don't think that's why. Because we that's not the reason. I mean, there's really nothing. You know, some people have floated the idea to cancel that debt as a part of recouping what we've lost over.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know. I can't remember who it was, but somebody floated that idea. I've heard that before. I think, you know, we have to be very, very careful, because when you get into these restitution schemes, like after something like this, you could precipitate a global conflict or a war.
Exactly.
So you have to be really, really careful how you approach this. But it has to be done. You know, I think we're tiptoeing around it because the current administration in the White House is compromised by China, 100%. I'm convinced of that. You just look at the dealings of the Biden family in China, how much they were enriched and how cooperative. I mean, even the public health administration under the Biden regime is totally, you know, in bed with the Chinese. I mean, they've worked almost hand in hand with the Chinese to conceal the origin of this virus to the American people. So I consider this to be an attack on our sovereignty. It's even facilitated by people in our own government, and that's something to me of a coup. I think there's several impeachable offenses that, you know, Biden has. This border crisis is impeachable. I mean, we're in the middle of middle of a global pandemic. We have 200,000 people unvetted coming across the border every month.
Only the southern border.
Yeah, as you pointed out, Larry.
Yeah.
Which is a great point. What was your point that you made?
My point was, watching the news last night, they mentioned that Canadians can't come into the United States right now. It's going to change in the next week or two. But we have not allowed Canadians to come into our country because of COVID. So our northern border has been sealed.
Right.
But our southern border, you know, hey, it's wide open. Let's take our first break.
Yep.
We're going to come back and chat some more with Noah. If you got questions, 702-298-1063. Don't forget tomorrow. That's the same number you can call on Winning Wednesday to win a $25 gift card from Perkins. We give two of them away, 928. Again, 702-928-1063. We'll be right back. Stick around. Everything is all right. Upside,
out of sight. Baby. Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Put money in your wallet by installing a high-efficiency heat pump. Heat pumps are the ideal all-in-one system for hot summers and mild winters to provide year-round comfort in your home while saving you money. Members may qualify for up to a $500 rebate by installing a new high-efficiency heat pump. Call our energy expert at 928-763-1100 or visit our website at MojaveElectric.com today to find out how you can start saving energy and money.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Santiago Communities does more than offer excellent homes. They create communities. For more than four decades, they've built and renovated communities that families all over the West Coast are proud to call home. You can rely on Santiago's reputation as your premier provider of manufactured home living. SantiagoCorp.com.
This is our town, the place we call home.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. I do want to remind you tonight, the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the San Francisco Giants at 6:45. And again, tomorrow night, both those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Talk, KNTR Sports, 94.3 and 100.5. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care. They continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize the facility, and everyone in the building is tested twice a week for COVID. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions, when your home or office isn't quite as cool as you'd like it, well, pick up the phone and call 758-2400. Gotta love the harmonica played by somebody who knows what they're doing. At Arizona Comfort Solutions, they take care of Bullhead City, Kingman, and California. So anywhere in there, and they do commercial and residential. So if you have a problem with your temperature, call them. They'll make you comfortable. They can take care of your thermostats, your air conditioning, and your swamp coolers. Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools. They design, install, and do scheduled maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And you don't want those little bugs hanging around and scorpions and all that good stuff. So call them and have them come out and spray for you. Their products are safe for children and your pets. Call for a scheduled treatment. I do, 758-5499. Speaking of kids, a little nursing right in there. Hey, ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find the food is tasty, filling, and good for you. How does that happen? I don't know. Talk to Eric. But he does. He does that every day, all day long. Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Start at $8, and that's Eric's idea of a TV dinner. You order it, and he puts it together for you. You stop by and pick it up, take it to work, throw it in a microwave. Boom, you got a nice fresh meal. Check out the full menu at ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. Or stop by in the Riverview Mall. Thank you, Stevie Wonder. And now back into the studio with Noah. How do I say your last name properly?
Malgeri.
Malgeri. That's what I was thinking. Oh, yeah. Malgeri. So the Senate today approved the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure plan. Now it goes back to the House. I guess they got to fine tune it or something. How do you feel about that?
It's so disgusting to me, Larry. I mean, not so much. You expect this with the Democrats. I mean, this is their entire agenda. spend money that doesn't exist, implementing programs that are unnecessary for people who don't want them. That's really their whole agenda. But from the Republicans, the 19 or 20, you know, Republican senators who voted to advance this bill, some of them, you know, previously voted to advance it before even reading what was in it. They were already they were already on board with it, and that's so disheartening. I mean, who are these people? This goes against every conservative principle that of which I've ever been made aware. I just don't understand how irresponsible and reckless this is. It's not their money. And so first of all, the money is nobody's money because it doesn't exist. They're going to print it. But the reality, and that's going to – that just indebts our grandchildren and our children. And like you said, you know, who's going to buy the debt, right? China, right?
Yeah.
China. So I'm appalled by this. The audacity at this point in time when we're in a national crisis, the level of recklessness and just disregard of the American people, the American working man and woman, families, parents, business owners – is appalling to me. Who are these people? I mean, we need to vote them out in 2022, Larry.
But the flip side of that is we need all this infrastructure repaired across the whole United States.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they say, well, it'll put people to work.
Right.
I don't know who, because nobody wants to go to work right now, but that's part of the argument. So what do you say to that?
No, it's a great
bridges that are crumbling and roads that are you need four-wheel drive on a freeway.
I see it every day. Our bridges, you know, and in the roads is terrible. So I think not even a third of that bill is devoted to what we consider.
That's part of the problem too.
You know, it's devoted to infrastructure. Am I for, you know, back to work, having an initiative to get people back to work and, you know, jumpstart the economy and try to get some infrastructure done? There's so much ridiculous non-infrastructure stuff in there that is actually just a bailout for bad policies of blue states and their mayors and their governors that have indebted themselves. And so there's a massive – it's like the Green New Deal light, basically, how it's been characterized. You know, 70% of it, two-thirds of it at least, is unrelated. So instead of spending, you know, $1.2 trillion, we should be spending, you know, $400 billion maybe, and do something that's worthwhile and responsible. But unfortunately, there's folks who won't say no. They won't stand up and say, look, it's not our money. We have to exercise some stewardship over the money of our constituents for the American people when, you know, the economy is in a terrible, precipitous situation. This is not going to help the situation of the American economy to incur all this debt.
And don't you see every city, every county, every state saying, I want some of that money.
Yeah, of course.
We need to fix this. We need to fix that. We need to fix this. And we need a new bridge here. We need a new road here.
We're paying all these schools hundreds of millions of dollars, public schools across the country last year, for what? To stay closed. It's really just a corruption scheme on your dime. And what we're going to see is we see this tax that hits everybody. It's not a progressive marginal rate tax. It's a tax universal. It's a flat tax, and it's called inflation. And we see this massive inflation that hits everybody. You see it at the gas pump driving down here, Larry. I'm just appalled at the prices.
Oh, I know.
I think about it a year ago. But you see it everything you buy. Think about people on fixed incomes. You know, think about people on fixed incomes. And all this spending, it really, you know, cultivates this inflation.
Yeah, I agree. We're out of time already.
Wow.
Noah, how do people follow you or get in touch?
Oh, well, they should go to my website, which is www.noah, N-O-A-H, the number 4, NV.com, Noah4NV.com.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in. You're going to make the rounds, hit the casinos today, and, Chamber of Commerce, and town manager's
That's
office.
That's a good idea. It's a beautiful town.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Larry.
All right. Stick around. We're going to be back. By the way, Paul Lavoie's in this afternoon. He's giving away Diamondback tickets today also. And he's going to have Jess Knutson, the Lake Havasu City Mayor, in the studio. Stick around for that after the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
A lot is on your plate as a restaurant owner, and Thane O'Brien with Spot On can lighten that entree. Thane O'Brien can seamlessly integrate web portals for front-of-house policies, monitor operations and staffing assignments, allow you access customer analytics, save time and money with Spot On. Simplest transition for staff training and thousands saved on credit card processing fees. Affordably productive solutions await you as you start or grow your restaurant venture. Email T. O'Brien at spoton.com today.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit risenstarkennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. They continue to serve Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. It faces out to Casino Drive. The Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train. The Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrist, and family doctors. One of the family doctors on the front page today of the paper, Dr. Hundley. They have the hospital on Silver Creek Road. If you don't feel well or you have a question or you need to be connected to any of those facilities, call 763-CARE, 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you off to someone that can help you. Farm Bureau Financial Services, how often do you feel that you're paying too much for insurance? Like every day, yeah. Well, go and sit down with a professional. You know, Stacy or Greg, either one can look at your policies and say, well, let's see if we can fine-tune this one and fine-tune that one and maybe bundle this and that. And next thing you know, you're saving 40, 50, 60 bucks a month. Hey, wow. You have life insurance, you have auto insurance, home insurance, maybe commercial insurance. Well, why not sit down and see if you can put some of this together and save some money? Wouldn't that be nice? Yeah. Spot On. Processing credit cards never became easier than they are now. Right now. Spot On is locally owned and operated and a local representative available to set you up. And processing fees, there's no hidden fees. So no long-term contracts, month-to-month is available, and funding the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Hey, yay! Spot On services Bullhead City, Kingman, Lake Havasu City, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, they love Stevie Wonder. Transmission services start at $99 a month for most vehicles. And you can you change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about the transmission? About every 40,000 miles, you need to let them take that up in the air and look underneath and maybe change the oil in it and, you know, do those little good things for $99. Yeah, but otherwise it breaks and it's a lot more than $99. Speaking of oil changes, they're free with a tune-up, and now's a great time to get your AC checked, only $19.99 plus free on. ATCO is at 444-1244. Give them a call, or you can stop by on the hill on Alta Vista right behind Hobby Lobby. And now into the studio, we have Gina Nahara. How are you, Gina, with River Valley Health? How's the world?
Doing great. Thank you. How are you?
Good. How's your pool?
It's awesome.
I know. You put pictures up all the time. I know.
I do.
Yeah.
It's so fun. I have to...
Show it off. If it's really clean, let me know, and I'll bring over a couple of puppies. They can get
it. It is clean. Yeah? I have some great people that are taking care of it for me.
That's good.
It's nice and sparkling clean. Bring them over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even moving them together is a chore, let me tell you.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes, we take them one at a time in one car. I mean, oh, well. So what's new at River Valley Health?
River Valley Home Health and Hospice has a lot of new great things. For one, we're always hiring. We're growing. We just hired a couple new nurses. We hired another PTA because we're just growing.
What's a PTA?
Physical therapist assistant to assist our physical therapists with our care at home. And we have a cardiac monitoring system that's new that we're proud of for those CHF heart patients, some pulmonary patients that need that consistent heart monitoring at home, so it alerts our staff so that we could help the patient.
So somebody else is monitoring that while the patient's at home?
Well, it goes into their tablet, if you will.
Okay.
And it alerts our nurse electronically so we can help assist the patient, whether it be medically or, you know, call on the phone, so they don't constantly go into the ER or Vegas. We keep them at home with that new monitoring system.
Okay.
So we're trying to see, you know, hopefully that works, keeping the patient home. So that's the purpose of it. So the ER is not constantly bogged down,
right?
You know.
And then how big an area do you guys cover?
We cover a range. We go out to Needles, California. We go, bridge to bridge. We go out to Kingman, Blythe. We go to Blythe, Quartzsite, Big River, Parker. And then we have other agencies that are way out in, you know, that towards Phoenix area. So
okay.
We're not currently in Laughlin yet, but they are working on it.
Okay.
So hopefully.
So you got Mojave County and Plus.
Mm-hmm. And Needles, California. Yeah.
Needles and then down
mm-hmm.
south.
Absolutely.
Wow, you're busy.
Yeah. We are busy, yeah.
And you travel all that area?
Yeah, we have help. You know, we have Teresa out in Kingman, as you know. We have our guys out in Havasu that do that area. And then my partner and I share Needles and this area, the Mojave County. So, but, yeah, we are busy and growing, so we're excited about
that. And you, is your responsibility the health side or the hospice side or both?
I do both, home health and hospice.
Okay.
So, in fact, today, you know, we just admitted a patient to home health and then decided that, you know what, they need a higher level of care. So today we're actually admitting someone to hospice who,
okay.
you know, the therapy isn't for them anymore. You
right.
know, their diagnoses, they're declining somewhat. So they get that higher level of care hospice so that they have more nurse visits. We can
right.
manage their pain better. So that's the beauty of having both. Home health can transition right over to hospice care.
You know, I was with my dad when hospice was brought in. And until you are in a position where a loved one is on hospice and you're communicating daily with those nurses,
mm-hmm.
you don't realize how valuable they are. I mean, they have seen so much. And they can, like, she came in and said to me, you know, we're going to order a hospital bed for your dad. And I said, yeah, right. My dad's not going into a hospital bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, my stepmom said, well, would you go in there and tell him? I said, all right, well, when you see me get bounced out of the room and hit the wall, you know, you'll know he doesn't want it. And I went in there and I said, I can't remember her name, and I said, Nurse Susie or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and she wants to order you a hospital bed. And he said, I'm okay with that. And I went, whoa.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah.
So she was a step ahead of what he needed. And, of course, that was a blow to me going, whoa, this is for real, and things
mm-hmm.
are going downhill. But she knew that, and she could make those arrangements. And he was only in it for 24 hours, believe it or not, and then
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm.
But these nurses for hospice, they're just so intelligent and so much experience.
True.
They are amazing people.
They are. They're amazing, compassionate, and that's – the thing about home health, when they start on home health, they keep an eye on them and they can see, you know, when that way they may need hospice soon.
Sure.
And so they talk to them in baby steps, you know, you might need a little higher level and like the hospital bed, you know, like they would probably say no to their kids. But when the nurse is there, they know
exactly.
what they're breathing. They need to keep their head up or
yep.
their feet elevated. They know what's comforting to them. And that hospital bed is definitely a comfort, you know, especially when they're swelling and stuff.
Well, and the thing that amazed me, because we didn't call her right away. Maybe my stepmom did. Maybe she called her right away and said that he had passed, because it was like 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
But when she came to the house, She was more worried about us now at this point in time. I was there, my stepsister and my stepmom, and she wanted to talk to each one of us kind of independently and go, how you doing? And I'm like going, wow.
Yeah.
You know, you're taking care of, you're asking me how I'm doing. You know,
me chills.
Yeah. And so it was all of a sudden her care changed to the three of us.
Yeah.
And that's so thoughtful and so needed from the son's position, that you need someone that can walk you through the steps and someone that can say, you know, you can go cry now. It's okay.
That's the true amazing life of a hospice nurse. They're, you know, they love their job and they care about you, not only the patient, but the kids, is to ask how the kids are doing. You know, that's a true compassionate nurse.
Well, and you know, she would call my stepmom after, you know, we had the services and I went back to Bullhead and my stepsister went back to Salt Lake City. She called my stepmom every couple of weeks to check on her.
Mm.
And it's just like, wow, this lady doesn't go away.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, we are there. Hospice is there for a year after the patient passes. So it is for the entire family, for the kids and the grandkids and the whole family. We are there. We check on you, absolutely. In fact, you, since you brought that up, Larry, we have River Valley is proud to be the only program that has this program called Full Circle Aftercare. So when the patient does pass, we want to tell you how to apply for benefits after the patient has passed, such as the government, you know, Social Security, finances, when to close. Don't close bank accounts because you may need that. So a lot of people, they're automatically calling, you know, my patient, you know, my family member passed away. Okay, well, don't do this. Let me tell you when the time is right, you know.
Right.
So we are proud to have Full Circle. It's after the patient passes, and we are there for support. Our
so is that you or is that going to be a hospice nurse?
That would be our hospice chaplain, most likely.
Oh, okay.
And for this, our social worker will go over this. The whole team is consists of the nurse, the hospice nurse, the registered nurse, the LPN, sometimes a CNA, which is a certified nursing assistant who aids in the showers and the bathing, and they're amazing. The social worker who will help with all this, you know, aftercare, insurance, government, estate, you know, they'll tell you what to do and how to do it and how to apply for all that. And that's our whole team. You know, you guys get that whole team checking on you and supporting you.
So when a patient goes into hospice, it's just not just the nurse that comes. I mean, they're getting more than that.
Absolutely. So hospice is anywhere you call home, whether they live in their home, they live in an RV, they live in a facility, assisted living, wherever they call home, we go into. And it is all of those that the disciplines I mentioned, the nurse, the CNA, the chaplain, the social worker, volunteers. When there's no family around, they have to work. We can send in a volunteer to sit with them and read with them. So it's a whole team for the whole family. You know, a lot of times the family members need that shoulder to cry on, or I need to talk to you in private. I just, you know, you got to let it out. And that's what hospice is all about.
Well, and too many times the family member hasn't gone through this, you know, where the social worker or the RN or the LPN, they go through it all every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the family needs that coaching and
that
support.
Exactly. What to look for, what can happen, the signs, this is probably going to happen next. So they prepare you. And then when it does, the family's like, oh, my God, thank you so much. I didn't know. Thank God she told me what to look for.
Yeah.
You know, they're very professional, and they will tell you all about, you know, before and after. And then the nurse, you know, we make those appropriate. When the day comes, you know, we do help make those appropriate phone calls for you because it's a less burden and less stress on the family. So.
Yeah, and people don't often think about the stress and the burden until it happens.
Right.
And when you have somebody that's professional and knows what to do, it sure makes it a lot smoother and easier.
Exactly. And it's 100% covered by Medicare. So for those people that are thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to, with all this stress and the caretaking, how am I going to afford that? It's a 100% covered by Medicare and most insurances. So
Fantastic.
Don't worry about that.
Fantastic.
That's a great program.
So if people are listening, how do they get in touch with you? Because you're the first person they talk to that's going to maybe come to their home? Or
well, me, my personal cell number, because I like to get those calls, 928-542-7000. 7776 or the office, 928-704-1302 is the office number.
Okay, very good.
Anytime.
Good stuff. Yeah. Well, and we never know when we're going to need it.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you got a loved one that's catching a cold, write down that number. You know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, any surgeries or hospitalizations, you know, that home health is for them to get them stronger. We'll send out physical therapy. And if they're, you know, they have late stage, you know, disease processes, then we can definitely transfer them to hospital.
So somebody goes in the hospital and they have a hip replacement and they got to go home. You have a team that goes and does physical therapy with them?
Absolutely. We'll send a nurse out to start a plan of care to see what exactly is going on and what the doctor ordered. And we'll set up the plan accordingly with physical therapy. Yep, absolutely. We have occupational therapy occasionally, you know, as needed basis.
Right.
When we have one available, but that's exactly what happens. The nurse will go out and set up a plan.
That's funny because a few years ago when I had my knee replaced, I went to Valley View for physical therapy, and then another guy in our Kiwanis Club, he had his done a few months later, and he goes, no, they come to my house, and they take care of me at home, and I'm like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you could do both. It depends if you're able to get out to that outpatient, or if you can't, they come to the home.
Okay. Let's take a break. We're going to come back. You got questions for Gina? Give us a call. 702-298-1063. Little Stevie for you.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Mediana Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's a better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mediana Lawman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you each and every day by TWN Communications. TWN is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, and it keeps your home and your business connected. Yay! My favorite sentence. Pre-register today, and pre-register doesn't mean you're going to spend any money. It's just you're saying, I'm interested, and I'm pre-registering, so tell me about it. They'll send you emails when they're coming to your neighborhood and whatnot. So pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you can call 888-227-2095. Customers save money with TWN Communications. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and they now do dog protection dog training. So if you've got like a senior that lives alone and you've got them a dog and now you want that dog to protect them, well, they can do that. So call them. Find out how. 754-3006. Or stop by there at the end of Air Park at the airport. Mojave Mortgage, are you looking for some money? Well, this is the guy. Maybe you want to add a vacation home in your world, or maybe an investment home, or maybe you want to add on to your existing house, or grandma's quarters out back, or a refi, or a pool in the backyard. Well, you need to know Chad Hansen. Write down the name, Chad Hansen, the guy with money. And he prides himself with first-time first-time buyers. You're buying a house the first time. He takes his time and he shows you all the forms you got to fill out. There's only two of them. Don't you all wish? But he'll help you with it, you know. And then what happens is you need, let's say $400,000. Okay, you fill out the paperwork. He disappears. He goes down to the vault. The vault's the size of Dot Foods underground. You know, every shelf has money on it, not food. And he just goes and he gets some of the money and he puts it on a silver platter and he comes back up and he hands you $400,000. It's that simple. Call him up. Make an appointment. Go get your money. 928-288-2691. You know, and he prides himself with integrity, and he keeps calling. The interest rate today is a no-brainer of no-brainers. So get some. He is the Lake Havasu City Chamber Business of the Year. Yeah. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, a mouth-watering dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day long. How can you beat that? Then, when you get ready to leave, take a chocolate chip cookie to go, or a muffin, or a slice of pie, or brownie, or maybe you just want to take a whole pie home. They start at $9.99. So check out Perkins today. And don't forget, when you go into our customers and our sponsors, tell them thanks for sponsoring Speak Out, because you get to hear from great people like Gina. Right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sure. I love Perkins.
And Gina tells you all about home care and hospice. And
that's right.
So what's the strangest thing that one of your hospice people have come back and told you they had to do with a patient? Or one of your home health even?
Oh, gosh. I just saw a crazy one. I don't know if I can say this. My boss will probably fire me. But someone got poked by a bull.
By a bull?
In the rear area. And
well, they were taking care of a patient?
I have no idea.
Oh.
No, it was a patient. That was the patient.
Well, that was the patient.
That was the patient.
Oh,
that
my
was
gosh.
That was the weird, scary, yeah.
Yeah, that's an injury that could be very, very bad.
Yeah, so haven't seen or read anything, but it just came over a couple of days ago. So
basically, anybody can call for home care with any kind of ailment.
The ailment has to be a skilled need. So let's say a patient has...
In this case, you need your butt.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You need therapy. You need wound care. Any type of COPD, heart issues, surgeries like you had, you know, knee replacements. They need strengthening wound care. They need more... in-home care at home, so the comfort of their home. So we need an order from their physician or the hospital as well. So if a patient just calls in and says, I need this, well, okay, great. Well, we need to get an order from your doctor and find out if there's a skilled need and go from there.
So when a patient calls that, do you guys go get that doctor order, or does that
yes.
up to the patient?
Yes, so I get a signature from the patient to obtain their medical records.
Okay.
And hopefully their doctor, their primary care physician, will write an order for that. Yes.
So a lot of faxing and texting and emailing?
Yeah, or just a phone call. I see the patient, get a signature, fax for the records. That's if a family is calling in, you know, personally. Normally they come from the hospital or, you know, Vegas hospital, nursing home, you know, they discharge with an order already.
So if they're coming from a Vegas hospital, the Vegas hospital will make arrangements here?
Yes, they fax us the referral, which consists of their medical records as to why they need home health, and a home health order. Comes over the fax, we call a patient, we set it up.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know people still use fax machines. But
Okay. Fax machines, email, you know, we do the intake at rvhhh.com if they want to send a referral over.
Okay.
So.
Give your phone number and the office phone number again. So
sure. The office is 928-704-1302. That's River Valley Home Health in Bullhead. And my personal cell, 928-542-7776.
Wow. So you're running around all day because you just mentioned you saw my wife in the hospital. So you're going into hospitals and doctor's offices quite a bit yourself.
Yeah, Needles, Valley View, Wormsea, doctor's offices, you know, just letting them know that I'm here and I'm willing to talk to their patients and educate them on what hospice and home health is. And I'm going to the Legacy right after this to pick up a patient's information so we can get them on service.
Right.
Did a hospice consult this morning, and I'm going to one after this. So it is busy time.
It is.
Yes.
And you're still looking for extra people.
We always need people to care for.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And so, volunteers, too.
So when you have that next knee replacement or joint, hopefully Larry calls River Valley.
Yeah,
so.
Hopefully Larry doesn't need any more replacements.
Hopefully not. But
twice
you
on
know,
one knee is enough.
Your neighbors, your friends, you know. I always reach out. I see, you know, people struggling on social media. I'm like, hey, we're here. You know, don't forget me. And it helps because people don't know who to call.
Very good.
So social media gets the word out that, hey, your friends can help you.
Okay. Let me do some community calendar stuff. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for inviting
me. You're so full of great information.
Thank you.
All right. Stick around. I'll talk to you afterwards. I do want to tell everybody that today there's a blood drive going on at the White Cliffs Senior Center, Wellness Center, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Kingman. They really need O positive and O negative. So then tomorrow there is in Kingman again. There's a job fair at the Chamber Office, 700 West Beale, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Questions, call 753-6253. There is a fun family fun day back to school at the Anderson Fieldhouse on Friday the 13th. From 2 to 9, let's see, young kids up until 7, and then after 7, the teenagers get to participate. You can call Grace on that, 444-2896. A blood drive next Wednesday at Melk in King Bullhead City, the Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. Again, they're looking for O positive and O negative, really bad. That blood drive is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get a hold of Vitalant at 877-258-4825. Next Thursday, the Kingman Chamber has a chamber mixer. Yay! It's at the Catherine Heidrich Center, 5:30. Mm-hmm. And questions, call the chamber at 753-6253. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm just about out of here. Paul Lavoie's up next after the news at the top of the hour. And once again, he has City Manager Jess Knutson from Lake Havasu City in there talking about the council meeting tonight. And you can call with any questions. In Havasu, you call 854-5687. They'll take your questions. And I'll give you a little bit of Stevie Wonder. And we'll see you tomorrow. Back here tomorrow with, Thane O'Brien. And Robert Lara is going to talk about travel ball. We'll see you then.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.